From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. It's the sound of Kurdish fighters celebrating as they raise a Kurdish flag over a government building in Sinjar. Kurdish fighters, backed by U.S. airstrikes, say they've entered and retaken parts of the northern Iraqi town as they continue a large-scale offensive to take the strategic city from Islamic State militants. The U.S.-backed coalition has not yet provided an update on the operation that would confirm its success, but witnesses quoted by the Associated Press said Peshmerga fighters were in control of the center of Sinjar. Also in Iraq, officials say a suicide bomb attack at a Shiite funeral in Baghdad has killed at least 12 people. No one has claimed responsibility for the attack, but suspicion fell on the Islamic State extremist group. President Barack Obama has lifted U.S. sanctions on Liberia Thursday. White House spokesman Ned Price cited what he called Liberia's tremendous progress since emerging from civil war in 2003, including its commitment to democracy and development of political and economic institutions. However, the White House says much remains to be done in Liberia, including transferring security responsibilities from a UN mission to Liberian forces next year. Lebanon is observing a national day of mourning on Friday for the 43 people killed in twin suicide bombings in a Beirut suburb. The health ministry says 239 others were wounded in Thursday's blasts. The Islamic State group is claiming responsibility for the attack. The body of a third attacker whose suicide belt did not detonate was found in the rubble. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. Myanmar's opposition National League for Democracy, the NLD, has captured an absolute majority of the parliamentary seats, giving it a landslide victory over the government and military-backed Union Solidarity Development Party. This according to official returns released Friday by the Union Election Commission. That will allow the NLD to overcome the military's veto in the legislature, which selects the president in February. NLD leader and Nobel laureate Aung San Suu Kyi is barred by the Constitution from becoming president. However, she had earlier said that if her party is victorious, she will be the one telling the newly selected president what to do. U.S. defense officials say two B-52 bombers flew near contested islands in the South China Sea earlier this week and got a verbal warning from the Chinese while in flight. Peter Cook is a Pentagon spokesman.
I know that we conduct B-52 flights in international airspace in that part of the world all the time. And my understanding is there was one B-52 flight, and I'm not even sure the date on it, but there was an effort made by Chinese ground controllers to reach out to that aircraft, and that aircraft continued its mission unabated. Nothing changed.
The U.S. military has been ramping up what it calls routine freedom of navigation operations in the South China Sea, where Beijing has competing territorial claims. A Chinese foreign ministry spokesman on Friday said that Beijing opposes the action of undermining China's sovereignty and security under the pretext of freedom of navigation and overflight. The maritime tensions are expected to be a major focus next week when U.S. President Barack Obama travels to the region to meet with regional leaders as part of a pair of Asia-Pacific summits. The U.S. military says it has carried out an airstrike targeting Jihadi John, the notorious British Islamic State militant who appeared in several videos depicting the gruesome murder of Western hostages. This is British Prime Minister David Cameron.
The threat ISIL pose continues. Britain and our allies will not rest until we've defeated this evil terrorist death cult and the poisonous ideology on which it feeds. Today, though, my thoughts and the thoughts of our country are with the families of those who were so brutally murdered.
Officials say it is not immediately clear whether he was killed. However, speaking on the condition of anonymity to several media outlets, senior U.S. officials described the strike as a clean hit on the vehicle in which he was riding, adding that it is most likely he was killed. U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter has fired his top military aide Thursday after he learned about allegations of gross misconduct. Reporting from Washington,
that's the latest world news from VOA.